வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 3rd chapter, text number 21, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 13th of April, 1969, in New York, New York.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam.
ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. தஸ்மாத் குரும் பிரபத்தேதா ஜிக்யாசு ஸ்ரேயோத்தமம் ஷாப்தி பரேச நிஷ்ணாதம் பிரம்மணி உபசமாசயம். The whole Vedic instruction is just to deliver all suffering humanity from the threefold miseries of material existence. That is the aim and object of Vedic civilization. That means this human form of life is meant for finishing all kinds of troubles. That should be the effort of human being. Actually, they are doing so. Everyone is trying to minimize the miseries of life and get happiness of life. That is the impetus of all activities. But unfortunately, they do not know how to do it. The first thing is that one should very nicely understand the position of material existence. The Sanatana Goswami, who approached Lord Chaitanya, he presented himself that, my dear Lord, people in general, they speak of me that I am very learned man. Gramma vyavahare kahoe pandit. I am very learned man. But actually, when I think of myself, what kind of learned man I am, I do not know what I am. So, this type of advancement of knowledge, was simply for material comforts, without knowing about oneself, what I am, that's simply useless labor. One should try to understand what he is. That is also the beginning of Vedanta Sutra, athāta brahma jigyāsa. One should be inquisitive to understand about himself, Brahma, or the Supreme Brahma. That is the real necessity of this human form of life. The animals, they cannot inquire about himself or about the Supreme. But a human being can inquire that I want to become happy, but miseries are coming upon me one after another. At least one should know what are the miseries. The miseries are three kinds of miseries. It is not the question of one religion or another religion. The miserable condition of life is for everyone. Either he is Hindu or he is Muslim or Christian or Jew, it doesn't matter. Anyone who has accepted this material body has to undergo the miserable condition of material existence. That is a fact. And what are the miserable conditions? There are three types. Advaitic, Adibhautic, Adidaivic. Advaitic means pertaining to the body, mind. Everyone is experienced that I am not feeling today well due to some sickness of my body or some mental disturbance. This is called adhvatmi. And there are other miseries inflicted by other living entities. My enemies, some animal, some mosquito, or some bug. There are so many living entities. They are also trying to give me some trouble. This is called adhipautik. And there is another type of misery, which is called adhidoivik. That is natural disturbance. Severe cold, severe heat, some famine, some earthquake, some disaster, some hurricanes. There are so many things, natural disturbance. So, in either of these three types of miserable condition, we are. But those who are foolish, they do not see to it. Under illusion of maya, they think, oh, you are very happy. This is called maya. One is not happy, but he is thinking, I am happy. And they are trying to become happy in so many other ways. But that is not the way of seeking happiness. If we actually want to be happy, then you have to inquire about your constitutional position. What I am? That is meditation, to know. You just think about yourself, whether I am this body. If you think that, suppose you think about your, meditate upon your finger, you'll come to the conclusion that I am not this finger, it is my finger. I am not this finger. Because if the finger is cut off, that I am not dead, therefore I am not finger. It is very easy to understand. So you meditate on every part of your body. You come to the conclusion, if you are sane, that I am not this body, the body is mine. I am not this dress, the dress is mine. That is the conclusion. Then what I am? At the present moment, I am identifying with this body, with this dress. That is illusion. Jashatma buddhi kunapi siddhatuke. Bhagavad says, anyone who is identifying himself with this body is an ass. He is not even a human being. Actually it is so, because I am not this body. And the beginning of Bhagavad Gita is with this proposition, that you are not this body. Dehinasmin jatha dehi kaumara jovanang jara. The body is growing because I am sitting within this body. A child grows so long the soul is there. If a child takes birth, dead body, it does not grow. That means the soul is not there. That is called dead. So this preliminary knowledge one has to learn. That is called Brahma Jigyasa. The Bhagavad Gita begins from this point, that I am not this body. So this is the function of human activity, is to know oneself what he is, and then begin his work. And if he was simply just like animal, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, these are animal activities. If you simply endeavor for eating whole day and night, and if you are satisfied, whatever you like to eat, and you think that my mission of life is finished, now my belly is full with foodstuff, well, that is not human civilization. But in this age, people are degrading so much that at the end of the day, if he can have a full belly meal, he says, so, I am now satisfied. Just like animal. Or if I can sleep in a nice apartment, I am very happy. Or if I can mate with a beautiful opposite sex, I am happy. These are animal happiness. Actual human happiness is not simply to meet the bodily demands. That is called brahma-jigyasa, athata brahma-jigyasa. Now, where to inquire about this brahma, about oneself, that is the next question. Just like if you want to learn something about medical science, you have to approach some medical man, or you have to take admission in some medical school or college. Or if you want to learn about engineering, you have to seek after somebody who knows engineering or technology. That is the way of education. So many universities and department of knowledge teaching different department of knowledge. Similarly, if you want to learn about yourself, Brahma, then you have to seek after some teacher who can teach you about yourself. This is common knowledge. So, all the Vedic literature says that in order to learn that transcendental science about yourself or about God, then tad-vijñānārtham sa gurumeva abhigacchet. In order to learn that science, don't manufacture, but scientific way, if you want to learn, tad-vijñānārtham sa gurumeva, gurum eva abhigacchet. Guru means spiritual master. Eva, eva means certain. Not that if somebody thinks, oh, I can learn about myself without approaching any spiritual master, that is wrong. Actually, eva, eva means certain, one must. And this verb, gacchet, is used where this sense is used, must, gacchet, must go, must approach. That is the injunction of the Vedas. Similarly, the injunction of Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam is also tasmāt guruṁ prapadyetā jigyāsu śreya uttamam. Now, in order to approach a bona fide spiritual master, one must be very much disgusted with this material way of life. That is very nice qualification. Unless one is disgusted with this materialistic way of life, that actually in this materialistic way of life there is no happiness, this proposition must be convinced by one, that he should know certainly that in the material way of life I cannot become happy. This is the first condition. Tasmāt. Tasmāt means therefore. Similarly, in Vedanta Sutra also, athā brahma jigyāsa. When we become fed up, disgusted with the materialistic way of life, natural inquiry is, then what is next? That next, in order to understand that next, the Vedanta Sutra says, the Vedic knowledge says, tasmāt guruṁ eva vigacchet, tasmāt guruṁ prapadyetā. Therefore, one should seek after a bona fide spiritual master and learn there. That is the Vedic injunction. So, one who is actually convinced that the materialistic way of life cannot make me happy, his duty is to seek after a bona fide spiritual master to be enlightened in the transcendental science of understanding oneself and what is God. There are five elementary truths The living entity, we are all living entities, cats and dogs and animals. There are 8,400,000 of different kinds of, according to different kinds of body. The living entity is one, spirit soul. But according to his body, he is claiming, just like you have got American body, you are claiming that I am American. I have got Indian body, I am claiming I am Indian. This is my bodily designation. Similarly, a cat has got a body of cat, he is thinking I am cat. A dog has got a dog's body, he is thinking of that I am dog. So there are 8,400,000 species of life, they are claiming I am this and that. Actually, he is spirit soul. He is spirit soul and eternal servant of the Supreme Lord. That is his constitutional position. But he has forgotten, somehow or other he does not know. And in order to invoke that original knowledge, which is called Krishna consciousness, one should approach a bona fide spiritual master. That is the way. Tasmad gurum prapaddeta jigyasu sreyottamam. Why one should approach a spiritual master? Unless one is inquisitive to understand if there is anything beyond this material world. Otherwise there is no need of seeking a spiritual master. A spiritual master should not be sought after to fulfill one's sense gratification. No. One should be very much eager to understand, to know the science of Brahma, which is beyond this material existence, and then he should very seriously seek after a spiritual master. Tasmat gurum prapaddeta jigyasu. Jigyasu means inquisitive. What kind of inquisitiveness? Not that we are inquisitive about politics or economics or some football result or some so many things we have got. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that there are many questions by the conditioned soul. There are many questions by the conditioned soul living within this material existence without any knowledge of the self-realization. There are many questions. So that sort of question is not required to be solved by the spiritual master. The spiritual master should be approached by a person who is inquisitive to understand Sreya Uttama, what is the highest benefit, spiritual benefit beyond this material existence, for that purpose. Sreya means the benefit, highest benefit. Preya and Sreya. Preya means immediately I want some benefit. And Sreya means the ultimate benefit. One who is inquisitive or the ultimate benefit, he should be inquisitive and inquired from a bona fide spiritual master. Jigyasu Sreyottama. Now, the next question is, who is spiritual master where I have to go and inquire? Otherwise I will be misled. I may approach a person who is not actually bona fide spiritual master. That should also be known. And what is that? That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the Vedas and Bhagavad Gita, everywhere the same thing is. Here also it is said that you should approach a bona fide spiritual master, Jigyasu Sreyottamam, to whom? Shabde Parecha Nishnatam, one who has actually taken full bath in the ocean of transcendental knowledge. Shabde Parecha Nishnatam. Shabde means the transcendental sound. The Vedic words, hymns are called transcendental sound. And the gist of all such sound is Om, or Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So one has to take bath in the ocean of this transcendental sound. Then he is bona fide spiritual master. Shabdi Parecha Nishnatam. And what is the symptom? Everyone can say, that I have taken full bath in this transcendental sound, but the symptom is there. What is that symptom? Sabde parecha nisnatam brahmani upasamasaram. He has taken shelter of the Supreme Brahma, finishing all material activities. He has no more any material activities. He is simply after the Supreme Brahma or Krishna. This is the qualification. So, today we shall perform some initiation performances in this meeting, and we are happy that you have come to participate in this nice function to see the procedure, how we are doing it. This is basic principle, simplified to suit according to the time and place. Otherwise, there are many other paraphernalia. So, this is the idea, that one who is actually inquisitive to understand about the spiritual sound, no other necessity. It is not that one should be initiated in spiritual science for some material benefit. No. One should be callous about anything material. Because material body is meant for suffering. One should not be disturbed by any suffering. Krishna explained when Arjuna was too much disturbed that he has to kill his own kinsman. I understand the spirit is eternal, but still, when the body is killed, I shall be sorry. Actually, we are speaking of spiritual existence, but if somebody of us dies immediately, we shall be very sorry. Although we know that the spirit is different from the body, that we have been accustomed for many, many births. So what is the answer? The answer is, by Krishna, that we have to tolerate. This perception of material happiness and distress is due to the skin. Just like in severe cold, when there is snow falling, you feel too much afflicted by the cold. Or in scorch heating, you are too much afflicted. That affliction is not to the due to the heat and cold, but due to your body. You cannot bear. You will find some other animal, they are loitering in the street without any coat. So that sort of distress and happiness is due to your body. Not actually the water is distress or happiness. Water is sometimes distressful, sometimes happy. In a summer season, if you take your bath, you feel very nice. Water is very nice. And in cold season, no, it is very severe. So what is neither severe nor distressful nor happiness? It is your body. According to the constitution of certain body, we feel certain kind of distress and happiness in this material world. But what is the remedy? Remedy is to tolerate. Just like you go to office, even there is snow fall. Even there is severe cold, you cannot stop your working, you have to go. You tolerate. Similarly, you have to tolerate. Even there are some material distress and happiness, so-called distress and happiness, you have to tolerate, but your main business is to how to elevate yourself to the spiritual platform. That should be your main business. You should not be disturbed by the so-called material happiness or distress. Your aim of or mission of life is to be how to understand yourself, your relationship with God, how to understand what is God. That is your mission. Tatasmat gurum prabaddhita jigyasu sreyuttamam sabdi parechan isnatam brahmani upasamasrayam. So, this function will be held today. We shall request you to remain and see and join, chanting at the last part of the function. That will be very nice. Thank you.